Good morning, everybody. My name is Tino Colombi. I'm a PhD student in the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich. And I'm doing my PhD in a larger collaboration where we actually study different biophysical effects of soil compaction and the recovery of compact soil. I'm doing there more the agronomy-related part. And today I would like to talk about above and below ground indicators for stress induced by soil compaction of small grain cereals and soybean. And I would in particular address this question here: to what extent can we upscale results from the lab to the field scale? All right, give you a short motivation or introduction. First of all, why do we study soil compaction? Soil compaction is one of the major threats to arable land, especially in temperate countries with industrial agriculture, mainly caused by these guys here, this heavy agricultural machinery. What then happens is actually we lose pore space, we have an increased bulk density, and gas transport, soil transport, mechanical resistivity are altered, and actually root growth is inhibited, and this results in a loss of agricultural productivity on this land. And why do we actually want to quantify this stress? First of all, there's not many data available, especially on the field scale. And second of all, to quantify it at the plant level has the advantage actually more for applied things, that farmers can recognize stress as early as possible and can do measures against maybe early soil compaction. And why upscaling? Actually, what you see here to your right is like the classical approach how soil compaction, the effect of soil compaction on plants, is studied in these really small scales. And here you can control moisture content. You will have a pretty nice aeration. Usually here it's open, so you have airflow from the bottom. When we actually go then to the field, to the larger scale, it's not just the mechanical resistivity or the bulk density that affects plant growth, but you have things like water logging, the effect of oxygen, and so on. Okay, and then why soybean and cereals? First of all, these are two really important agricultural commodities worldwide. And second of all, they have a distinctly different root system or root system architecture. To your right, you see a cereal root system with these fibrous nodal roots, which have no secondary thickening since it's a monocot plant. And to your left, you see a soybean root system, which is with its dominating tap root and emerging lateral roots. And there we have this secondary thickening. And really, on the top, you see also adventitious roots emerging from it. Okay, so the aim of this study is to identify stress indicators at the plant level that can be upscaled from the lab to the field scale. Okay, so what did we do with this classical approach in the climate chamber? So we had these small pots or tubes filled with field soil with about 25% sand and 25% clay content, packed to do this two different bulk densities. And kind of a seed bed on top that the germination was possible. We kept the moisture content constant over these 14 days of growth, and we scanned it every third day. We scanned the root system with a microcomputer tomograph to see it over time, how root system develops. So coming straight to the results, you see here in black is the, or in this graph, you see how the root system diameter developed. So we see a clear difference. This is the mean of four reps plotted here. So we have under compaction, we have a significantly higher root diameter, so roots getting thicker. Then the number of laterals plotted here, the number of side roots per main root, were significantly decreased under soil compaction. And also, even just after 2 weeks of growth, we had a decreased root dry weight, but the root dry weight did not decrease on the soil compaction. Coming now to the soybean here, the picture is really similar. Also here, the tap root was thicker under soil compaction, and also right off 5 days of the soybean, we have this significant difference, and also the number of lateral roots decreased very significantly due to compacted soils. Coming also to these adventitious roots, I mentioned we can see that actually soybean promotes under, or at least in this very young stage, it promotes the growth of adventitious roots in this pretty loose zone at the top. Okay. Then the vigor was not that clear as with the with the wind tweed with the serials, we have an effect of compaction on the root dry weight, but on the shoot dry weight, not yet so much. Okay, coming now to the upscaling part, coming to field. So what we did, this is actually part of this bigger consortium. You can, when you're interested in it, we have a poster tomorrow from 4 to 6, where a bit more of this, or the general topic, is explained a bit more in detail. But we compacted the field with a pretty heavy vehicle by multiple track-by-track passing. Then we had on the one side triticale, because we did it in summer, so we used the summer seal, with three different soil treatments. We had a control treatment where we didn't compacted, and we had normal inversion tillage. Then we have kind of subsoil compaction. There we compacted but loosened the top 20 centimeters by conventional tillage. And we had what I call topsoil compaction. Actually, there we compacted, and then we have sown the seeds directly into this hard soil. The soybean is a bit more simple, the design. We have just compact and control, and we loosened the top 5 centimeters that emergence was possible. Okay, so the bulk densities are really similar. What I've shown for the climate chamber experiment, and we sampled at two different time points during growth, so about 6 and 13 weeks after planting, we sampled rootstocks destructively and then determined its phenotype with this shovelomics approach, and we also determined then a certain plant vigor traits. Okay, what did actually, how did the triticale react to this soil compaction? What we can see here is a sharp decrease in nodal root number due to soil compaction, especially here at the second harvest, even if we had just like subsoil compaction, the plant reacted clearly. The nodal root diameter was increased under compaction, doesn't matter if subsoil or topsoil compaction, increased sharply. We could see it in both time points. And the nodal root branching decreased again. So we see here we have about like five lateral roots per centimeter of nodal root in the control, and about 2.5, 2.6 under soil under compaction. Okay, coming to the vigor, pretty clear picture here. We have a sharp decrease in plant dry weight under compaction, and also the leaf area index, more a canopy-based measurement, showed us a really clear effect, or at least a clear response to soil compaction. Good, coming to the soybean here, the picture is not that clear as before. The adventitious root number didn't really react to soil compaction. So to remember you about, on this level, the compaction started, and here we don't see really, maybe in this picture you see, but there did not really react, so we have the same number of adventitious roots per plant as we have under compaction and control conditions. Then, coming out to the taproot diameter, really measured at the first centimeter of compacted zone, here we see actually a decrease under soil compaction, mainly caused, or to my opinion, mainly caused by the secondary thickening, which was much slower under compaction than under control conditions. And the branching is really interesting, at least to me. We see at the first harvest, at the first time point, we had this picture, so less branching under soil compaction, but the second harvest, they were more or less equal, so no significant difference anymore. If we go now a level deeper, to 10 centimeters depth instead of 5 centimeters depth, we see there the picture is the same, or not the same, but here we have, at both time points, we have a decreased branching density in response to soil compaction. Good. The vigor is really similar to what you have seen with the triticale. We had a clear reduction in plant dry weight under soil compaction, and also the leaf area index, this canopy-based measurement, we had a clear decrease under compacted conditions. Good. So a brief discussion of the results, like the first part was the stress quantification. Above ground, actually, the picture is quite fuzzy. We have seen a reaction, but I think, or to my opinion, it's really difficult to address this directly to soil compaction. Decreased plant dry weight or leaf area index, plant height, and whatever. This can be also seen on the water stress or nutrient scarcity, and so on and so on. Below ground, to me, is much clearer, especially in the case of cereals. We have this decreased branching density. We have, at least in the cereals, this increased root diameter and so on. So I would say below ground we can see it much clearer than above ground, and actually the stress was caused by soil compaction or its following stresses. Then the upscaling part, here we can actually divide it into two groups. We have the cereals, they show really a consistent response in these two environments and among these two, three developmental stages. So we have these thicker roots and less branching. So I would say here in the case of cereals, the root growth is actually altered. Whereas in soybean, the root growth or that the reactions were much more inconsistent. So we have seen at first when the plant is really young, we have this, we have thicker roots and less branching. But as soon as we go to the field, or let's say if we sample the plants at a later stage, we have thinner roots under soil compaction. And this was also, I've not shown this data, but even lateral roots were thinner under soil compaction. And we have also this branching density was not that clear pattern. So I would say in the case of soybean, there is not an alteration of the root growth, but more a delay. Good. Okay, so what can we now do with this result? So as I mentioned, we search also for measures to mitigate soil compaction. So this can be done maybe by suitable root traits at the species or the variety level. Maybe also management options like as tillage or promote earthworm activity or also introduce artificial pore systems into the soil. And this can be studied very nicely in the small scale because there you can repeat it, and with the mean of a computed tomograph, you can also measure it non-destructively over time. But we should never forget that the effect of scales, either temporal or spatial scales, have to be considered when you're searching for management options, stress indicators, or suitable root traits under these conditions. Okay, with this, I would like to thank you for your attention and also to thank our collaborators from the Institute of Terrestrial Ecosystems, from the group of Danny Orr, and our collaborators from Agroscope Reckenholz, who provide us with all the field. And also our funding agency, the Swiss National Science Foundation, for this really generous funding. Thank you very much.
So how did you quantify the number of roots? Did you just count it, or did you use software, or how did you?
No, it's actually done manually. This is with the especially with the computer tomography, these images I showed you, it's really hard to get them out. And I think I've seen your talk yesterday where you mentioned Tony Britmore in Nottingham. We actually didn't use this software because it's kind of also semi-automated, and this is all done manually.
Did you measure the volume of roots, the total volume of roots, and the compacted and uncompacted? In terms of carbon investment.
I did it in the field actually with soil cores, but okay, it's not volume, it's the dry mass of roots, and there we have a really similar picture. We have less roots under soil compaction, or less root dry mass, let's say like this.
It's not investing more carbon under compaction.
I have actually to look at the shoot to root ratio, I think, but it's difficult to have this in the field. Actually, in the climate chamber, we have not, or as far as I remember, the shoot to root ratio was not significantly different between these two treatments.
All right, thank you.